You know, I just realized something. I haven't tell you what side you were on or anything else. This is side 2, channel 2. And I haven't told you one single thing. Well, anyway, it won't make much difference. You know which way I run these things. So I guess it's all right. Dad wants to come out and talk to you a few minutes. I guess he's got something he wants to tell you about some news or somebody or something. So we'll be back in a minute.
Well, I'm back again, Walt. The news that I have was I was up to Dolan Supply today, and Doug Smith was telling me, you remember the Toomey boy that went in service with you? Well, he just got back from Nam, and he told me this morning, which is the 22nd, that he left over there on the 20th, and he got in New York City on the 21st, and he and three other lads paid $25 each, and they got a cab, and the cab drove him up here. So he's home, and now he gets out in January. He was drafted, of course, a 2-year deal. So that's what's new there. And, of course, the bridge, the old iron bridge going into Green Island, that's all gone now. And they claim that by winter they'll have a new bridge across that section. That was that little one that was a sharp corner. Mom said she sent a picture to you of it, that it was closed. And the other bridges, they've got that across, and the height of the old bridge, the top of the old bridge now, not where the cars drive, but the steel structure, and they have the red light up on the top for aircraft. The other bridge, the arch of it is actually higher than the old bridge, and that they're supposed to have done in another year so that they can use that, and they've got all of Waterleaf dug up, of course. And whatever we get a chance and stuff comes in the paper, we'll send that to you. And they haven't started in Green Island yet, only there by Domeno's Bowling Alley. That one old Bowling Alley's gone. Not Domeno's, but the old one. I don't know if you remember it or not. That's gone. And they haven't Tom Greaves. He's waiting to find out whether or not they're going to take his home. And his son come home, and he's going down to Texas, to Fort Hood, Texas, and he's going to be a weatherman down there. Of course, he's 4 years in the Air Corps, so he's going to be down there. And also, I didn't even tell Mother this yet. Doug Plant is coming home tomorrow. He was operating on. He had veins, varicose veins in his leg, and he's home for 14 days. So Gene told me that tomorrow he'll be home, and probably see him and hear all the gripes. He's running the Air Force or something. I don't know what the story is there. Of course, he's very unhappy with the situation, but you there, you got to make the best of it. This is the thing. Mom said that Don's sister is getting married this week. Don Cryer's sister, that is, this week or next week, or has already got married. One or the other. I don't know what it is. And they're gonna. The mother is there. Will be there alone. I guess as soon as the state takes that house, of course she's going to move into an apartment. And that's it. Some guy from Green Island. She's marrying. So, I don't remember his name, and either it's Lucier or something in this nature, I don't know. So that's about all that's new. Of course, probably a lot is new with you or such, and we enjoy getting the letters or hearing from you. And I was over to the warehouse today, which probably Mom already told you. I took Ellen and Steve over because they're getting married in August. And they picked up some siding and such. And when I was in there, Evelyn came to me. She says, the girl, I forgot what the hell her name is. She got a letter from Walt. She said, tell Connie. So, and she said her father sent one right out again this morning. So she's writing at least. But other than this, there's not too much really new. Of course, we're pretty busy now on cleanups and such. And the weather here hasn't really been good with Mother. Probably already told you. It's very cold. No, I don't know. Cold. I think it's going to be a cold summer. It was down to 34 one night last week. And that's unusual. And last night, I think it was in the 40s or the high 30s. So you can see what kind of weather we're having, which it is very unusual. Maybe we'll have an early fall. It looks everything looks this way anyway. But the weather's all messed up. Other than this, Marsh finished school, and she's waiting for her report card. And other than this, there's not too much. Betty's bug is standing out there in the driveway. Marcia started it today for her to make sure that the battery wouldn't run down. Other than this, and Bet hops around. There's not too much, as I say, that's new. We mailed out a couple boxes today. And as Mom probably told you also, if there's something special you want, let us know. If you want canned ham or something like this, we're going to send one anyway. But let her know. And if there's ways that you can heat this stuff, we can send anything that's in cans.
Stew
or anything that you want. And if you want more juices and such to drink, matter of fact, I picked up, I think there's 6 cans of papaya and pineapple here in small cans for you.
Ready
to go. And we've got another box we're going to send out tomorrow. So you let her know. We'll keep the boxes coming now. Okay? So God bless you and take care. I may get back on this tape. If not so, just take care and we'll be seeing you shortly. Bye-bye.
And the only thing I want to say, because I got this other Look of Love, it's all instrumental coming up here very shortly, and we don't want to run into it. What I wanted to do was, one thing Evelyn did say today is that Connie was very, very concerned. She was waiting for her marks because she had 2 rough tests, and she was afraid that she didn't pass them. I don't know what they were. Evelyn didn't say. Oh, just a minute. I got to go to 760, and I'm at 705, 6, some in there, so I got to cut off here shortly, or I'm going to miss this thing. About the boxes, if the other guys are getting anything that you think you'd like, don't hesitate to tell us, Walt, because we can pick it up and send it to you, no problem at all. I mean, if somebody gets something in a box and you think you'd like it too, well, I can't send a girl or anything, but, you know, I'll tell you one thing I was going to try to get for you is when we went down to What's-Her-Face's graduation party, Patrice's, the father works for Millbrook, and he got a great big blown-up Snoopy with the cape on and the crown and everything. And I was going to ask him if he could get one, but everybody in the whole place was asking him when he showed it to him, so I didn't dare ask the man. It must stand about, 2.5, 3 foot tall. It's huge, and it's a riot, and I could send it to you flat, and you could blow it up, take the cape off, of course. You don't need the cape, but anyway, I was going to ask him, but everybody else did, so I didn't dare. This is coming up very shortly, so I...
We'll keep right out of talking. As soon as it comes up, let it go right into the music.
Yeah.
Forget it. It's coming up now. Thank you.
You'll never believe it, but the name of this is Bond Street. By Burt Bacharach, of course. I just said to Marcia, you never say anything on here. All she does is sit and eat my wheat bread toast and worries about how she could send you a loaf, but she said all you'd need is a toaster. You can picture yourself getting your hands on a toaster, can't you? Betty got another cute card. It was from the office gang, and it says, all the gang sure feels bad about you being sick, but don't worry, we're all sick. And inside is a whole crew of goony-looking people, and it says up at the top, one way or another. I thought that was pretty good. You never saw such goony-looking freaks in your life. And, oh, there's a bird sitting on this guy's hat and everything. And I thought that one was kind of cute, too.
Walt, on these boxes, when you get them, now, this is going to be the canned goods stuff. Let us know. We are sending these out on the 22nd, the morning of the 22nd. Let us know how many days before you receive them. And this will help us in knowing about the length of time that we can get this stuff to you and what we can put in there that perhaps might be a surprise to you or something that you might like, something special. I think that this would be important. So if you remember it, please let us know the time that you receive this. Of course, now if you can't get it the day it come in, it may be in 4 or 5 days before you even get to it. This we don't know.
We have
no idea of knowing this, but you can tell us, like in other words, if you get this on the July 1st, or something such as this, we will know approximately how many days this is. So we would appreciate it, son, if you remember. If not so, that's all right, too. Let us know in a letter or on a tape. I think maybe this weekend or next weekend, oh, it won't be the 4th of July, because maybe that Sunday I'm going to work on the bakery again, start to see if I can get that back into shape or finish up onto it, because we want to get going and have that thing moving along before you get back here. Also, there's some other stuff there that we were thinking about. Oh, one thing I was going to ask you is this. Now, when you come back, are you going to carry your unit back with you, your tape recorder? You're not going to ship it, are you? Because I understand that some stuff can get lost. Or are you going to carry it or what? Well, you'll know best. We don't know again, too. Okay. I don't know whether or not I'll get back on here again, but if not so, God bless you. Take care. We'll be seeing you.
Dad's going on in to watch Carol Burnett. There are a couple of new good songs out that I'll put on the next tape. I don't know whether you'll enjoy them or not, but I think they're kind of good. And this tape is almost done now, so I'll be saying, you know, goodbye to you. And Dad's going in to watch Carol Burnett. So, as far as the boxes, I hope you all get some enjoyment out of them. I know everything you probably won't be thrilled to pieces about, but maybe somebody else will, and you can all enjoy it together. Maybe somebody that doesn't get anything or something, I don't know. So I'll say goodbye to you pretty soon, and God bless you, and take care of yourself. And I hope that things will slow down or calm down a little bit for you once they get out of cam, you know. And because I imagine that your base has been very, very busy, considering what they do, I assume that they've been very, very active. So I hope things calm down and you get a chance to put your models together and relax a little bit and, listen to some music and have some things that you can enjoy a little bit, even though you can't totally ever relax, I realize this. And we're still hoping that they keep on with that 30-day drop so that we see you before Christmas. We still keep that in mind. That's the one thing we kind of look forward to. So God bless you. Bye-bye, hon, and take care of yourself.
Hi, Walt. I'm not going to be able to say much. There's just a little bit of tape left. So your mother wanted me to hobble out and say hi to you. How much more is there?
Just a bit.
So God bless you and take care.